of the Machsis HaShekel. So it says in the Pasuk, Machsis HaShekel is Zeyinu. Zeyinu Kol Ra'al Pekudim. This is what they shall give. Zeyinu, all the people that pass through Al HaPekudim, on the number, they shall deliver, give a Machsis HaShekel B'Shekel HaKodesh. What is Machsis HaShekel? Eshem Gera HaShekel. It is 20 gerah to a shekel, machatzis a shekel. A shekel is 20 gerah. A machatzis a shekel shall be the truma la Hashem. Okay, let's see, Pasuk Yudgimel and Rashi. A lot of Rashi here. Zeyinu. This is what they shall give. So Rashi here says, Heraloi kemin madea shal esh u'mishkola machatzis a shekel. Va'omar loi kezeyinu. Hashem showed multimedia, a multimedia presentation. Hashem demonstrated, he showed Moshe Rabbeinu what looks like kemin matbea, something which looks like a matbea, shel eish, a fire, u'mishkolo, its weight was machsa shekel. All this Hashem kaviyochel showed to Moshe Rabbeinu. Ve'omar loy, and Hashem said to Moshe, kizeh, like this yitnu, like this they shall give. Very mysterious Rashi here. According from Chazal, that Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu what looks like a matbea, a fire, k'min matbea shel ish, and its weight was in machtes hashekel. Okay, it's in Shemayim. I didn't know there were weights in Shemayim. Maybe you know we have visions, different. But it's interesting over here that Rashi over here says that umishkolo, its weight was a machtes hashekel. What exactly does Rashi mean? In Shemayim, there's weight. You know that there's such a thing, you know the joke. This person comes to Shemayim after the Meir Veshem, and they take him to Gan Eden, and they show him all the food, and they say, you can eat whatever you want, and here you don't have to worry, you don't gain weight. You can eat all the delicacies. You don't have to watch your weight. And so the guy says, so why did I wait so long to come? All right, the Almighty says, the Amalai Kizayinu, however, all those that pass on the Bekudim, Derech HaMoinim, Ma'avirin Es HaNim Nin Zeach HaZeh, V'chein Kol Asher Yavar Tachas HaShavet, V'chein Ta'avarno Hatzayin Al Yidei Moine. Okay, we have here different examples of counting. Over here, Rashi tells a very interesting principle, that when you count, you pass through single file. He's asking the question, why does it say the word Chayiver, you pass? You're passing through Al HaPikudim. You're passing Al, I guess, means amongst those who are being counted. The word HaPikudim refers to those who are being counted, and you are passing together with them. What are you passing? You're passing the counter. There is an individual who is assigned to be the one who counts, and you walk in front of him, single file. And as each person passes by, he counts. So we're borrowing this. That's normal. Where do we find an example for this? This is the way of counters to cause the objects which you are counting to pass in front of you. Ze achar ze. V'chein kol asher. He gives an example. He gives the example of sheep, of meiser behema. Every tenth animal of your flock is designated as Maiser Behema, which must be offered as a korban. And we have another pasuk, V'chein Tavar Nahatzoyin Al-Yidei Moineh. Okay, pasuk in Yirmiyah describing also sheep being counted. So here he's giving different examples of objects being counted, Rashi, and that's why it says in the pasuk the word Ho'iver. Obviously, Rashi is being bothered. We have to see in the Targum how he takes the word Ho'iver. Okay, next, Machsis HaShekel B'Shekel HaKodesh, Machsis HaShekel, B'Mishkel HaShekel Shekatzavti L'chol Lishkol B'Shekel HaKodesh. Rashi explains over the word. What it means over B'Shekel HaKodesh means, I want you to give the Shekel HaKodesh. When do you give Shekel HaKodesh? Kegoin, Shkolim Ho'amurim B'Parshas Arochin Ustei Achuza. So, we didn't learn this yet. This has not yet happened yet, but in the Torah demands that a person give Shkolim for holy matters. For example, a person takes a vow and you promise to give your erech value. Every single person has a different value. A 30-day-old child to the age of 5, depending if he's a Zohar in a Keva, it's 5 Shkalim or 3 Shkalim. From the age 5 until the age of 20, it's a different value. From the age of 20 until the age of 60, it's a different value. 60 and up. Every person has an Erech value in the end of Parshas Bichukaisai, and that's what you're supposed to give. And that value you pay with Shkalim. That's called Shikle Kodesh. Likewise, stay achuza. A person is makdish his field, and he then wants to redeem it. So the Torah says, according to the redemption rate is, it's 50 shkolim from the beginning until Yovel. 50 shkolim for 50 years. And based upon the size of a field of a base choymer so'oyrim, okay, there's a certain measure of land. The amount of land that you plant, a measure of barley seeds, whatever the size is, and the price of redemption, if you wish to redeem the field before Yovel, you have the right to do so, and the maximum you would pay is 50 shkolim for 49 years. There are 49 years from one Yovel to the next, and if you want to redeem the field from Hektish, like you Maktish, so the value, the amount of money you pay is, you take the size, of a chomer of soirim barley, and you calculate how many years are there left to Yovel, and you make a calculation, but that calculation is based on 50 shkolim for 49 years for a certain amount of land. That's calculated with shikle kodesh. So here it says take exactly that coin, the coin that's used for arochin, the coin that's used for steachuza. That's the coin that we are discussing. That coin has 20 gera. Take half of that, and that's how much money you shall give when you want to take a census of the Jewish people. Eshim gera ha-shekel, achshav pirashet chokamahu. Now I'll tell you exactly how much the coin is. A gera. What is a gera? Loshav ma'ah. Ma'ah means a coin. A coin, it's a coin. V'chein b'shmuel, yovay l'shtachva etzlo, la'aguris kesef, v'kikar lechem. It is a silver, moy is a silver coin. Okay, it's the smallest silver coin. It's a very small coin. I don't know all the details here, but we'll leave it for that for now. The Aguras Kesef is also, it's the same type of coin. It's a coin of silver. And the Kikalechem, so you see over there, okay, whatever, I'm not sure exactly what that means there, let's leave it for now. Eshem Geira, HaShekel, Shashekel, HaShalim, Dalet, Zuzim. Now he explains here in more detail. One shekel is equal to 4 zuz. The hazuz mitrilosa is chomesh mois, and the zuz originally was 5 silver coins. So the different denominations. You have the smallest coin is called the ma'a. 5 ma'a equals 1 zuz. And multiply that by 4, we get 20. So 1 shekel is equal to 20 ma'ah. 20 ma'ah. 20 of these small silver coins, which is equal to a gera. A gera is the biblical word, and the word ma'ah is the word that's used in the Gemara. They are exactly the same thing. There are 20 of these in a shekel. But there's a coin that really is the bridge between these, and that is a zuz. A zuz is equal to 5 ma'ah or 5 gera. So that means if you have 4 zuzim, that's equal to 20 ma'ah. That's 1 shekel. What's a machtis ha-shekel? 2 zuz. Why is that important? Chad gadya, the Zabin Abba betray Zuze. Chad gadya. Okay, Pesach is coming up soon. Chad gadya. The refrain of the Chad gadya, my father bought the Chad gadya, betray Zuze. What is Trey Zuze? A machzis ha-shekel. Okay, it's a machzis ha-shekel. That changed the entire understanding of the Chagai. Chagai is one of the most mysterious piyutim we ever have. And if there it says that the father bought the Gadya with two zuzim, and we just learned now that a zuz equals five ma, and two of them is 10, four of them is 20, and 24 zuz equals one shekel, that means two zuz equals a machzis shekel. And what is the machzis shekel being used for? The machza shekel is being used over here in this context. We'll see more later. Rashi is being used over here, at least in this parasha, kisisa es roish b'nei Yisrael. It's every man counts. When you take a census, when you want to make the calculation of Klal Yisrael, each person is two zuz. Each person is giving a machza shekel, which is equal to two zuz. Okay, so that is something to keep in mind. We have to learn about the Chagadya to keep this idea in mind. The Chagadya is two zuzim, and Rashi tells us a zuz is five coins, is five ma'a, and five ma'a equals a zuz. And then he goes on to say, Machzis shekel hazeh, he goes on to say, Shashekel hasholim dalet zuzim, v'cho hazuz mitchilasei was originally five mos, ela bo v'yosif olav shesus. Chazal came along at some point in time and they added another coin. They added a sixth from the outside. They added one more coin. Chazal came along and they said that from here on in, a zuz equals six silver coins. Six ma'a. They added one ma'a to the zuz. Until now it was five, now it's going to be six. So after you add that one additional ma, so it's now a six after you add. Okay, that's what Chazal always do. When they talk about when they add a fifth, a quarter, they always refer to after they add an additional value to the original, then the addition is one, in this example, 1/6 of the total. So it starts out as five silver coins. They add one more silver coin for a grand total of six silver coins. There are six silver coins now in a zuz, and that means that what they have added is 1/6. But when we're talking about, it's called milagav, on the outside. After you do the addition, then you do the division. First you add, normally in our vernacular, in our terminology, we're always doing the division first. If you want to say how much are you going to add, you're going to add to, if you want to, you want to increase, you say, well, right now there are five silver coins. So we're going to add a fifth and two, and one and one-fifth. Is that correct? Something like that? We like to always add from the inside, to make the calculations from the inside. They always made the calculations from the outside. You add one coin, now it becomes six. So therefore, when you have what we have added is 1/6 of the total sum. Ella bov yosif olav shesus ve'ha'alu l'shei shmo kesef. U'machza shekel hazeh shemayt l'cha yidnu tshum l'ashem. And this machza shekel, I told you, shall give tshum l'ashem. Okay. So we learn over here, a pasuk, a little bit vague. Now let's try to get some more clarity. And the best way to get clarity is always by comparing Rashi to Unkelus and learning what the Mefarshim say about the Unkelus. And then we'll come back to Rashi and we'll have an entirely new appreciation of what Rashi said. Over here, the pasuk says, "Dein yitnun kol, this what you shall give, kol davar al min yonaya." Everyone that passes through the number. Everyone that's going to pass, davar al min yonaya. And notice we said kol hoiver al hapikudim. Okay, anyone that's going to pass through the calculation, palgus sila, a half of a sela. Okay, so first of all, this is very important. This is for the Gemara, that in the Gemara never uses the word shekel. The Gemara always uses the word sela. A sela in Aramaic is equivalent to a shekel in the Torah. Besile kucha, among the coins, the holy coins. And then it says asrin. Asrin means 20. Okay, in Aramaic, the samach is interchanged for eser, for the sin.
instead of it saying eser with a sin, there's a samach. Mo'in uses the same, this is the word that Rashi quotes, silah. There are 20 mo'ah in the sela, and palgos silah, half of that, afra shusa, shall be separated kodam Hashem before Hashem. Now let's see what it says of him before Hashem. This was pasuk yud gimel. Okay. So here we go to the bottom. Pasuk yud gimel. It's hard here to see a little bit. Okay, but here it says the sila is the coin. Okay, I'll move to the other side, and it says over here hashekel ha'omu b'torah. It's the second line. The shekel that says in the Torah hu hanikra sela b'loshin chachamim. When it says the word shekel in the Torah, this is what Chazal called a sela. Okay, something to memorize. Now, and then he goes on to say, V'chein kosef harav, v'chosef, shebimei, in the days of Moshe, hoyin mishkoloi sholosh meos v'eshrim gargirei so'oyer. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, a shekel was equal to 320 kernels of barley, Beinoni, shel kesef tsaruf, of refined silver. So it was equal to the weight. In other words, so he's telling us over here is that this from the Gemara, and this is very important because we have to know how to do this when it comes to, Pinyin HaBen. Bizman HaZeh, we have to give to the coin money for Pinyin HaBen. How much money do you give? So he tells us that a shekel in the time of Moshe was equal to the weight of 320, it's a tradition, we have a tradition, 320 kernels of barley, medium-sized barley. So that means, go out to the market today, and you go, and I'm sure the farmers, they produce barley, it's a big commodity, and you collect barley seeds. And I'm sure you can, different parts of the world, barley seeds are different sizes. They are small, they are medium, they are large. You find a nice average size of a barley seed and take 320 of them and put it on a scale, on one side of a scale, and then take some silver, take some pure silver, kesef tsaruf, no alloys, pure silver, and start putting little pieces of silver on the other side of the scale until the 320 barley seeds level out with the silver content that you put on the scale. And you will reach a certain volume of silver. That volume of silver is equal to a shekel. That's our tradition. And how much does it come out to? I don't remember. I used to know all this. I forgot all this. But it comes out, we have some very, a lot of people have done this. A lot of people have played around with this. They've gone to the market. They've found for themselves some barley seeds. They've multiplied it by 320. And they go online and they see what's the value of silver. How much silver does it come out to? And what is the value of silver today? And they come away with a very, very interesting calculation of how much is a shekel. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's something like value of silver today is a very rough number. It's like $10 a shekel. Maybe it's $15 a shekel today. So this calculation of 320 barley seeds, the weight of silver that equals 320 barley seeds with the market today and the value of silver, is approximately, I could be, I'm off a lot, but I don't know, somehow it sticks in my mind, it's between $10 and $20. Maybe it's $15, that's on the low scale. Some people tell you, no, it's more, the machmir. Okay, so whatever it is. So if you go give, let's say you're going to give five of those shkolim to Pinyin HaBen, you give five shkolim, so how much are you giving to the kohen? You're giving between $50 to $100. Mr. Rappaport, you're a kohen, correct? Mr. Rappaport, you're a kohen? If you can comment on this.
No, I'm not a kohen.
No, you're not a kohen. Okay. Rappaport, no one's a kohen, no?
Okay, but I think that's something that's the approximate calculation. Okay, and that's what he says over here is fine. And therefore, how much then is a machtsa shekel? It would then be between $25 and $50 based upon. $10, $15, $10, $20. So machtsa shekel would be today would be between $5 and $10. Something like that. If a shekel is between, let's say, for argument's sake, between $10 and $20, then a machzor shekel today will be between $5 and $10, and that's what would be what you'd be giving for the Beis Hamikdash. Okay, now next word it says the word mo'in. What is the mo targum tirgum ken ki emila geira etzlo shame l'matbea nikra bi'aramis mo'o. A geira is equal to a mo'o. V'chein perush Rashi v'chein kosa Rambam l'das Rashi yibei Moshe Rabbein hois ha-matbeya sh'nigram. There was a matbeya called Mo'o. Avol yeshem shlochay samo bimei Moshe ele geirohu. It was a geiro mishkal katan sh'yesh mehem eshrim b'shekel. The geiro was the smallest coin amongst them. And that coin happened to be the same thing as the Mo'o, 20 shekel. V'unkels l'fi d'oroi tirgim. Which was 20, exactly the 20 shekel, uladas. And according to the Kaft of the Ferach, it's not a coin, it was a slab, it was a slug of kesef, and its weight was yud vav so'ira, and its weight was 15 barley seeds. So when you multiply 15 by 20.
16.
Correct. Good, Baruch Hashem. We got a mathematician here because I don't even know what 1 + 1 is. We multiply 16 by 5, we're going to have 320. The Yesh Nafmil Dina Bain Hapirushim. There's an afkamina, and he's not telling us what it is. So in Tzachakol, what we do take away from this, something very, very important, very, very found, sorry, very interesting, is we have here three different interpretations, or at least he's presenting us in the Ma'atzari, commentating on the Targum, as to the meaning of the word Mo'o. According to his first interpretation, there existed a coin in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu called a Mo'o. And in fact, that's what the Geira is. The Geira is the Mo'o. This coin actually existed. According to the second interpretation, there's no such thing. There's a different coin entirely. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, it was called a Geira. In the time of Unkelus was approximately the time of the Tanoim, the time of the end of the Bayis Sheni. There was a coin that was called a Mo'o. This coin did not exist. No one ever heard of this word back in time of Moshe Rabbeinu. It happens to be that the Mo'o is exactly the same size as the Geira, but it's not the same. Don't say it's the same coin. There was a coin called a Geira, and there's a coin called a Mo'o. They're not the same coin. They happen to have exactly the same amount of weight, the same amount of silver content, but they're not exactly the same coin. And then there's the third interpretation, which says something even more interesting, and that is that the Mo'o is not even a coin. A coin is something that is minted. It's minted as a tsura. It's not a minted coin. It's just a slug. It's a piece of silver. It's a small piece of silver which is not part of a government. It is not minted by a government. It is just silver content, and this is... And when you take 20 of these, you create the equivalent of silver in what goes into a full shekel, which is, of course, minted. A minted coin from Klal Yisrael. And a half of that, a machzor shekel, will be equivalent to 10 of these slugs. When you melt them down and you create a silver coin. The silver coin in total will be equal in weight to 320 kernels of barley. And we give, and how much the machzor shekel? It's going to be half of that. So it's going to be 160, right? It's going to be 160 barley seeds is going to be the amount of the weight of 160 barley seeds is how much you're giving for machzis hashekel. Okay, so that is what we take out of this. Now after we've seen what he says over here, I'm not sure we can have any chidushim. But let's go back to Rashi very quickly. Maybe we can find over here. Rashi is trying to, if we can see, Rashi is trying to take issue with anything that the Targum said. Okay, so we'll just go back and read the Targum one more time. Lidain Yitnu. This is what you call the Avar al min yonaya. Anyone that passes on the number. Palgo sila hefasela, basile kucha, holy coins, basile kucha, holy coins, arsin moin 21, sila is a sela, and palgo sila afrashusa, shall you separate before Hashem? So Rashi, I don't really have anything to say, but just to read the words again, ze yinucha erelokim rabeh shal esh, Rashi picks up the word ze. Did he pick up on it? They said that Dane. Dane means this. Okay, he didn't discuss that. But this Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu the Amabea Shal Eish Mishkala Machzis HaShekel. And he told him, Kizayitnu Hoivar Bukudin, Derech Hamoinu, why the word Hoivar? It's a metaphor. When you count, you pass single file. Like by Maisa Behema, Machzis HaShekel Kodesh. What does it mean Kodesh? Kodesh means Arochin and Stay Achuza. Why didn't Rashi refer to Pidyoin HaBen? Very simple, it's not Kodesh. When it comes to Arochin, you're giving the money as a donation to the Beis HaMikdash. When it comes to Stay Achuza, you Makdish, you sanctified your property as a donation to the Beis HaMikdash, to Kodesh. And now you want to buy it back. So the money you're giving is going to go as a donation to the Kodesh, to the Beis HaMikdash. When you give Machzis HaShekel, I'm sorry, when you give Pidyon HaBen, it's not Kodesh, you're giving money to a Kohen. The money is not sacred, it's for the Kohen to use. Okay, then Eshem Gera HaShekel, Achsha Perish Chakamahu, what is it? Gera is a Ma'ah, Lashoy Narashi says Lashoy Ma'ah. What does that mean exactly? L'shoin ma'ah. He's saying, I'm not sure what he means by the word l'shoin. He's saying something very deep here, which I don't know what he means. We'll leave it with that. And then there is Eshem Gera. And Rashi adds in this very important point that there are five ma'ah in a zuz. And Rashi mentions that even though that's what it was in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, don't be confused when you learn a Daf Gemara. And the Gemara gives us some numbers. And there the Gemara says that there are six ma'ah in a zuz, and there are four zuz in a selah. Selah is equivalent to a shekel, which gives us the grant of 24 ma'ah. It's like a basic number. You learn Daf Gemara, there's always there are 24 ma'ah in a selah. A selah is equivalent to a shekel. And the shekel has four zuzim, and each zuz has six ma'ah. What is a ma'ah? And why? But here it says there are 20, because this was during the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. But at some point in time, Chazal said we want to enlarge, we want to increase the value of a selah. It should no longer equal 5 ma'ah, it shall hereon in equal 6 ma'ah. Why would Chazal do this? Answer is economics. Okay, I don't know anything about economics, but if you ask the economist, they'll tell you it's a technique to stimulate the economy. If the economy is slipping, the economy is heading towards a recession, there's some stagnation, then what you do is you gotta stimulate the economy. How do you stimulate the economy? You change the value of currency. You manipulate the currency. How does all that work? That's a very complicated topic.
There you have to take some advanced course in economics to fully understand, appreciate how when Chazal step in and they say we're going to add one more coin, one more ma to the sela, to one more ma, it will stimulate the economy by giving the money more value. It's more valuable. People have more money in the bank. They're going to spend. They're going to spend. They feel secure. They feel safe. They have money put away in their savings. They thought they only had $20. Now they have $24. $24, I have four extra dollars. So what am I going to do with those four extra dollars? I'm going to go out to eat. Oh, you're going to go out to eat? Everyone, what's this guy going to do? He's going to go buy a new car. He's going to go do this. He's going to go do that. People are going to feel they have more money. They're going to spend. And if they're going to spend, then there's going to be more money in circulation. And that's going to stimulate the economy. So in Chazal, you find them coming and adding value to coins and going from the 20 ma'ah in the shekel to 24 ma'ah in the shekel. It is an economic technique that they are employing in order to guarantee that the economy is healthy. The economy is moving along and everyone and does not, we don't head into a recession and there shouldn't be inflation. All these very complicated things which are way over my head. Okay, now let's go into the next topic. The next pasuk says, Kol, who is the one that has to participate in Masajah? Kol Hoiveral Pekudin. Anyone that, again, the second time we have this concept, the one that's being Hoiveral Pekudin, the counted. The individual that is being counted, he's passing through the Pekudin. I'll mean amongst. He's passing amongst those that are being counted. Who shall be amongst this group? Who shall line up single file and pass to be counted? Miben Eshrim Shana Vamala, 20 years and up. Yitain shall give to Mas Hashem. Now, by the way, when it says 20 years and up, by the way, this is a side point, how old does that mean? So many say Miben Eshrim Shana Vamala means what you would call today 19. This is very confusing. How old is a baby? A baby is 0 years old. Okay, well, a baby, they always talk about a baby, oh, he's 3 months, he's 6 months, he's 9 months. They're always referring to the months. Once the baby is one year, oh, he's 1 year old. He's a 1 year old, 2 year old, 3 year old. But until you get to 1 year old, you refer to his age by months. It's 2 months, 3 months, 6 months. You want to go buy a baby gift, you have these, you want to buy some clothing for a baby, you have to look at the label. For what age group, for 3 months, for 6 months, on average. Why didn't you just say that he's 0 years old? FS, he's zero. You don't like to say that. So the truth is, but the truth is, that's the way we talk. That's our language. We would call a baby who's 6 months old 0 years old. But in the Torah, a baby that's 6 months old is in his first year. He's a 1 year old. There's a different numbering system. He's a 1 year old. He's living now in his first year. So that means that when you're 19 years old in one day, you're now what the Torah means, a Ben Esrim. Ben Esrim in the Torah does not mean that you reach your 20th birthday. Ah, it's my birthday. I'm 20 years old. In the Torah, that means you're 21 years old. When it says that you're obligated to give Machsa Shekel, a person is a Bar Oinshin, he's responsible for his actions, and he can be punished for his sins in Shemayim, when you're 20 years old, that means in our language, in our vernacular, when you're 19 years and one day. When you are in your 19th birthday, that means 19 years have passed, and now you are in your 20th year of life. You're in your 20th year of life. So in Vamala, it really means it's a whole different numbering system. It's like very disturbing people to appreciate this. A boy who's bar mitzvah is really, in the Torah's eyes, 14 years old. When you're 13 years in one day, that means you're 14. You're in your 14th year.
You have completed 13 years of your existence on this world, but now you're entering, you become a Bar Unshin as you enter into your 14th year. It's a very important thing because you know, the significance of the number is very important. When you talk about Bar Mitzvah number 13, what is the significance of the number 13? So you'll say, oh, 13, they're the Yud, Gimel, Midos, Shatar, Nidreshes. There are 13 Midos of Rachamim. Oh, a Bar Mitzvah boy, 13 years old. Wait a minute. No, it's not really true. He's now Chayiv in Mitzvahs when he enters into his 14th year. He completed 13 years of being exempt as a child. The Torah gave a person 13 years to play around. Now, when you enter into your 14th year of life, you're responsible for everything that you do. So the real significant number for a Bar Mitzvah boy is not 13. It's 14. Unless you want to refer to a girl, a female, they are given 12 years to fool around, do whatever you want, you're not responsible. And when they enter into their 13th year, oh, now they're responsible. They're responsible. So when you talk about being a responsible human being, and if you're going to ascribe significance to the number 13, guess what? It only makes sense and is true for Noshim. Men are slow. They don't start the process until they begin their 14th year. Okay, so Ben Esh Shana really means 19 years. He teaches Musa Shem. Now let's see the Rashi first. Pasuk Yudalit. What does it say? Pasuk Yudalit. מבין אשם שנה ומעלה למדך כאן שאין פחס מבין אשם יוצא לצבא ונמנה בכלל אנו השם. So he writes over here, from here we learn the fact that the Torah here is teaching when it comes to מחסס השקל, to be counted, because we have to appreciate that we're counting for a reason. We're counting for a reason. We want to know how many people we have to join the army, a draft. How many people do we need to recruit? How many people do we have? How many people, what is called Bechlal Anoshim? So since the only one that's giving over here is being required to give to participate in this census is someone who is Esrim. From here we learn that you don't go to war, that we're doing the counting to know how many people we're going to draft, how many people we need to draft. Here we extrapolate, okay, it's not really clear all the details, but we're extrapolating for all other matters in halacha that you don't, person does not go to war until he's 20 years old, and he's not counted nimne bichlal anoshim. What does that mean? You can read these words from the what does it mean? You're not nichlal bichlal anoshim. There's something a lot more going on over here. Okay, let's see the Targum. Targum Pasuk Gedalot says, kol de'avar, anyone that passes, al minyono, anyone that passes on the minyan, mibar, asrin, shenin, ule'ela, yitain, afra, shusa, kodem Hashem. Very straightforward, doesn't say very much here. Let's see if he makes any comment here on the bottom. No, there's actually no comment here on the bottom. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk quick. Hoshu lo yarbeb. Okay, so the poor should not, the rich shall not give more, the poor should not give less. To atone for your souls. Okay, here's a long Rashi. So let's see the Rashi. He's going back. The reason why he gave Masa Shekel is because there's going to be a counting. There's going to be here accounting. Okay, there's going to be over here accounting. And the reason why, and there's going to be, we learned this yesterday, there's going to be an ayin hara when you count. And in order that there should not be a magefa, so what do we do? There should not be a magefa. We give the money as an atonement. Shlo tindag for yidei minyan. Over here it says in the Torah the word Truma three times.
Shenichtav kan Tumas Hashem Gimel Panim, three times. Let me put on the screen the other page so we can all see it together. Let me just give me one moment to put this on the screen. Got it here on my desktop. Kisisa number 2. Okay, Kisisa number 2. Let's hope I got the right one here. Here it is. I'll just make sure it works. Got to, oops, nope, it's no good. Got to, just one moment. Okay. No, this is the wrong page. Okay, I gotta go number 3. Kisis number 3. Okay, no, this is also the wrong page. Kisis number 1. Let's try this. Oh, let's see, here it is. Yeah. This one is the right one. I have to turn it. Okay, here we go. And I gotta share it. Few. Kisis number 1. Okay. Hopefully you can see this. Okay, l'chaper al nafsho seichem. That's a long rash over here. Gimel panim. Achas, it says the word, it says it three times in the Torah, the word, in this parash of the word, truma. Achas, trumas adonim. One refers to the sakets. Sheminaon, kisheschilu, benidvas ha-mishkan. They were counted, the Jewish people were counted when they began to build the Mishkan. V'nosnu kol echad v'yechad machsa shekel, v'ol lomei v'kikar. Every single person gave machsa shekel, and the total sum was 100 talents of silver. Shnemar, the kesef, the silver, pikudei, the counting ha'ida, was ma'as kikar. 600,000 people giving machsa shekel equals, came out to equal exactly 100 talents of silver. And they used that in mehem nasu ha'adonim, Hashem, when the Egel was over, there were many people who died because of the Chet HaEgel. There was a Magefa, and during the Magefa, because of the Magefa, one second, please. There's, you know, yesterday I had over here an incident where the wire was almost on fire. I'm very nervous because of this yesterday. The wire over here had a meltdown, and it mamish got burnt, and the whole shul smelled from fire because of me, because the cable got burnt. And I don't know why it happened. So I'm very nervous. I have a different cable today here. I don't know what's going on over here. I just, for some reason, I got nervous over here again because I was smelling it again. Whatever. Okay, we have over here three different counties. The first counting was for after the Chet HaEgel, many people died. And Rashi will say this soon, that Hashem wants to know how many people are left over. How many are survivors? And they counted the Jewish people, and the money that was used to count the Jewish people was given to make the sakets for the Mishkan, the support for the crushing. Next, very quickly. Sheminaon mishugma mishkan who a minion ha'echam or bithilas chum shabukudim. Be'echa lechud sheni b'shana shenis. There was a second counting. A second counting was after the Mishkan was put up. When they moved into the Mishkan, there was a second census taken. V'nas kulecha machsa shekel. And what did they do with that second census after the Mishkan was built? They used it for the korbanos. And that's what we do every single year. You need to collect money in order to purchase karbanas. Karbanas siwar shall call shana v'shana. Everyone is going to be exactly the same. This is what Rashi was coming to. Rashi was coming over here. He goes, why does it say over here a second time? L'chaper al nafsho seichem. So Rashi explains that this particular pasuk is referring to the second counting. The second counting that took place when the Mishkan was complete, when the Mishkan was complete and they were offered, they were now operational, they needed to offer korbanos, and the money that was collected was for the purchase of korbanos, and the korbanos comes for kapara. Korbanos is what is mechaper for Klal Yisrael, lechaper nafsho seichem. So it comes out that there are two times in the beginning of the parashah there's a mention of kapara. The first was because of the ayin hara, Rashi says. That was the first machsa shekel, in order that stopping ayin hara during the census. And the second time it is l'chapel nafsho sechem, refers specifically for the purchase of kurbanos. Okay, hu amin ha'alma, then it goes on to say, nasu kol lechem machsa shekel, and then the last part, v'ashlish, the third one was the trumas ha'mishkan, this was just a general donation, give whatever you want. So there were three collections that took place in order to get ready for the Mishkan. Okay, we're gonna stop over here. Okay, actually there's no mefarish on the target until Pasuk Yitches. Okay, so we're gonna stop here for tonight. Thank you very much for coming to listen. Have a wonderful evening. Mir Hashem, see you all tomorrow. Good night, Ablaza. Good night. Mayor, you there? Quiet, Mayor. Here, I'm working you.